Hello and welcome to First of the Month, Southampton Site's deep dive into the loves, passions and interests of the local VI community. As ever, I'm your host, Chris with a K, and this month we'll be diving into the world of women's sport. I think it's fair to say that women's sport has never been more popular than it is at this current moment in time. More people watch it, more people appreciate it, and above all, more young women are taking it up, both for the physical benefits and the strong mental health that it provides. But what of the visually impaired? How easy is it to compete, whether in a team or individually, when you're already having to cope with the difficulties that sight loss can bring? How easy is it to find a team, to be coached, to be given the right equipment and adaptations necessary to be able to compete on your own terms and leave everything you have out on that field? This month's guest is no stranger to the playing field, having already won an award at the tender age of 17. With her infectious, genuine love and passion for the sport of rugby, Jenna has an inspirational and motivational story for anybody, regardless of sight loss.
Hello everybody. This is Jenna. She's thankfully, nicely given her time over to come over to do a podcast for us.
Hiya.
I don't know if you want to introduce yourself or give a little bit of background.
Yeah, so I'm registered partially sighted and I've got oculus ultaneous albinism, which I probably haven't said right.
You need a Latin degree to say these visual impairments.
I know, they're all so long.
Mine's retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice one to spell. So what exactly does that, what does it do to your vision? How does it restrict?
So it's kind of led to like five or six other like little conditions off of it. So it's it makes my eyes wobble, so there's like nystagmus. They also let more light in from a condition called photophobia, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And as well, like, there's all sorts of trouble with the nerves behind my eyes, so things just get mixed up in a way to
cross-wiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and I read N24 print as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, any smaller than that, I can't at all.
So you've got the... I always wondered what that was called. My eye wobbles.
Yes.
Periodically.
Nystagmus.
Mm. Yeah. Because I remember I was at the eye clinic and they were quite, look at his eye, look at his eye. They didn't seem to quite know what was going on. So I'm glad you know more than the doctors. So I take it you're still at college?
Second year of college, going for my exams at the moment.
Oh, God. Well, again, thank you for giving up your time.
It's all right.
I dragged you away from heavy revision.
It's a nice break in between.
So what are you studying?
PE, business and psychology, and a couple extra sports awards. So I'm going to be a qualified gym instructor, and as a higher sports leadership award I'm also doing.
That's really an interesting combination. So you're hoping, I'm assuming, to go into some sort of sporting...
So I've got accepted into Chichester University to do physiotherapy.
Oh, fantastic.
So yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that sounds really great. You're hoping to go into sports physio, I'm assuming.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I'm going to probably steer into that direction, but still kind of keep my options open a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's always good to keep your options open.
Yeah.
these sporting awards, what are they at?
So I've had quite a few, to be fair. Mm. I did get an Eastleigh Sports Award, which was Junior Disability Person of Eastleigh.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
What did you have to do to achieve that?